The story about the disappearance of Chandra Ann Levy has developed into a round-the-clock account of the conduct of Congressman Gary Condon. The California congressman is seen in hourly news reports walking briskly away from shouting reporters and television cameras. The case of Ms. Levy, a former federal government intern who was last seen 7 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., has drawn national attention because of her friendship with the congressman. But while the nation's reporters may have focused on that relationship, the story is seen somewhat differently back in California's Central Valley, which is home to both Mr. Condon and the missing young woman. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The trucks that race by on California's Highway 99 are carrying fruits and vegetables through Chandra Levy's hometown of Modesto. With a population of more than 200,000 people, Modesto was firmly rooted in two worlds. It's a subcapital of California's Farm Belt, and it's rapidly becoming a bedroom community for the San Francisco Bay Area. Modesto Mayor Carmen Sabatino, like everyone else in the town, has been following the media coverage. He thinks Congressman Condit is getting a raw deal.
Yeah, I think early on it was sort of like a blood-in-the-water kind of thing.
It's a media frenzy is a complaint the mayor hears constantly from his constituents. While Sabatino is no political friend of the congressman's, he acknowledges Condit fits into the town's conservative community. Condit is a blue dog Democrat with a reputation as a Harley-Davidson riding good old boy, capable of charming friend and foe alike. And Sabatino adds, there's not much evidence that the mystery of Chandra Levy's disappearance is hurting him.
Congressman Condit is a very popular congressman. The Republicans seldom send out challengers that, you know, will oppose him seriously. He wins elections 70-30%. And I, you know, I don't think that there's anyone in this community believe that he's involved in any foul play.
Condit's popularity is apparent on the street in downtown Modesto, even among people one might expect would harbor some suspicions or resentment. Michael Vandenbosch is a recent college graduate and a friend of Chandra Levy's.
A lot of people are quick to defend Gary because they don't want to associate a congressman that's very, very popular with some mudslinging, with some muckraking. People just don't want that. You know, they see Gary as this guy who represents both Republicans and Democrats. They want to see answers here and everything, and they don't want to see the congressman dragged through all this mud, really.
The 53-year-old Condit has issued a written statement saying that the 24-year-old Levy was a good friend, and he has also donated $10,000 to a reward fund for her return. However, Condit has declined to make any public comments about their relationship. Condit's unwillingness to say more has fueled speculation that he has something to hide. The local newspaper, the Modesto Bee, has called upon Condit to publicly clarify his relationship with Levy. But other Condit constituents believe the story is already overplayed.
I don't think there would be a story, except there's a photogenic congressman and a pretty young lady.
Lawrence Giventer is a professor of politics at the nearby California State University, Stanislaus. He says the constant topic of conversation in Modesto these days is a mishandling of the story by the media.
For the literal hounding circus-type atmosphere that they are presenting. And it's not just with respect to the congressman, but also with respect to the Levy family, constantly demanding questions and answers to questions that really nobody has good answers to. And the facts, of course, are unknown and uncertain, even to the Levy family and to the investigators.
There are many unanswered questions, including why the congressman has allowed the appearance that he has been less than forthcoming with police investigators. Kim Peterson is the executive director of the Carol Sun Carrington Memorial Reward Foundation, the local organization that is coordinating the search for Chandra Levy. Peterson avoids a direct criticism of the congressman, but her intent is clear.
I would hope that the congressman, friends of hers from college, friends she worked with in D.C., friends she worked with out here, anyone who could shed any light on this would come forward, regardless of who they are.
For his part, Condit met with the Levy family for the first time this week, and in a statement he says he is trying to arrange a second interview with police investigators to talk about his relationship with the missing Chandra Levy. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Modesto, California.